Hey there, friends. Welcome back to Being Human is Weird. Today, it's just me. This is Abby for another installment of our Real Talk series. And today I want to talk about me time. Okay, so not about me, but about, I'm using air quotes, me time. Anyway, here's the intro music. One of the definitions that I found on the Google machine was time spent focusing on oneself and only doing things one wants to do. Me time is essentially the conscious effort of taking time to recharge your batteries. And we hear and talk a lot about the concept of me time. Chances are that you've at least heard someone say, if you haven't said it yourself, well, I wish I had time for that. So most of the time when we have a conversation related to it, it's followed up with reasons why we don't carve out time for it. I found a 2015 study by Dr. Elmeth McDowell. The study found that people who experienced high quality rather than high quantity, so the amount of time spent was irrelevant. It was the quality of the time spent. These individuals enjoyed a better work-life balance, had a better overall understanding and practice of well-being. They were more engaged at work, and they had a higher rate, I guess, of successful relationships. There are tons of benefits to participating in me time. I'm not really sure how else to word it so that it doesn't sound like a chore, but most of the things revolve around stress relief and better wellness overall. It's great because it allows time for reflection. You can ask yourself, do I know what I want? Do I know what I'm working toward? Do I have goals? What are they? Without that reflection time and that time to ourselves, everything in our minds just becomes noise, and we just get into this autopilot where we keep telling ourselves, on Monday, I'll start, or the first of the month, I'll start. And Carrie and I talk about things like that all of the time. It's about making the decision to start this today or tomorrow instead of putting the date in the future. The time spent on yourself and prioritizing this alone time is essential to building self-confidence, because that time is where we allow ourselves the space to grow and expand our self-confidence and the skills related to building it. And something that I've been wondering is why we prioritize work, why we prioritize emails, social media, things that drive our mental, emotional, and physical health into the ground over ourselves. I'm not here to preach to you that your company could replace you overnight, because they can't and would never. But it's not like we get all of these chances. We're never going to be as young as we are right now. For those of us who let our jobs take up a lot of our brain space, or things that are out of our control take up a lot of our brain space, ask yourself, if I gave my 2 weeks notice tomorrow, or I set specific boundaries to help myself, what would happen? And if the employer or the other people that you're wanting to place the boundaries with wouldn't dig deeper to ask you to stay, give you or offer you some sort of raise, or to find out, hey, is it something I could be doing differently, or providing you with a better environment or opportunity, then you might want to start prioritizing yourself a little bit, sweetie. Most of us don't have time to schedule in an hour every day. It'd be awesome, but it can be taking 5 deep breaths while you connect your mind to your body and giving yourself a quick check-in. Just somehow get yourself out of that fight or flight mode and just allow yourself to be. Some people are good to go with a quick shot of espresso and high-fiving themselves in the mirror and letting everything roll off, while others need sunlight, water, time. Okay, so I'm describing myself and plants, but for all of the plant people out there, same. I see you. It can be as easy as, I don't want to say that this is easy, but as simple as unplugging. Everyone is going to survive for 5 to 10 minutes. or longer, whatever you need, but take that time that you'd normally spend scrolling and pick up a notebook and do some journaling. If you don't know where to start, just write, "Today I am," let it flow. You know, you can do one sentence, but just something that isn't grabbing your phone as soon as you have a second of free time or feel discomfort. It's okay, and it's very difficult to sit with our thoughts and notice our surroundings, but the more we practice it, the easier it becomes. Imagine yourself alone at a restaurant or really out in public anywhere, and the person that you go with or the people go to the bathroom. So you're sitting there alone. What is normally the first thing that we do? Not everybody, but a lot of us will just grab our phone so that we don't feel so awkward. It's an immediate habit. I grab it so that I feel more comfortable, so that I'm not sitting here by myself. What if you noticed your surroundings? What if you used that as an excuse to get out of your comfort zone and grow a little bit? Move your body. Set a timer, 5 minutes. Get up, walk around. Take that as me time. You can listen to something, you don't have to, but just take a couple minutes to move your body. Set boundaries with yourself on checking social media, emails, phone stuff, watching videos, reading the newspaper. Say, "I will only do that between this time and this time." So if you get up at 6:30, maybe say, "I'm not going to pick up anything that will provide me with written information or pictures, videos until 7 a.m. Even better, within the first hour of waking up, carve out 5 of those minutes for yourself. It can be difficult, but we have to take an honest look at our routine. Maybe it usually does start off with you doom scrolling and realizing, "Oh shit, this is the time that I could use. This is what Abby was blabbing on about." Congratulations, you are aware. That's huge. That's step one. And then I think after that, it's almost giving yourself that permission to rest or to take some of that time the next time you catch on. So once we've identified it, we have to say, "It's okay for me to take 5 minutes to myself," versus, "I feel selfish taking this time. I should go do a chore." What is the rush to get to all of these things that we don't even necessarily care to do? Why don't we carve out this time? Depending on your answers to those questions, you may or may not be ready to make a change, and that's okay. Every day we're a little bit closer. You don't have to start tomorrow. We tend to fixate on statements like, "Well, once basketball season is over, I'll have time for XYZ. Once the kids are done with this, once my husband or wife is done with this, once my friends do this, once I get rid of this stuff in my kitchen." Did you have more time after you said that last year or the year before, 5 years ago? It doesn't have to be the specific instances that are happening, but it's always something. Something always comes up. Carve out this time for yourself, so that the rest of the routine and the rest of the day can move around it. If you feel you have too much to do, or if you do have too much to do, it's okay to delegate tasks. Ask people to help you with things. Set boundaries. It's not always going to be easy, but it is very necessary. You can leave your chores to the side for an extra 5 to 10 minutes. And as much as most of us would love for a day to be more or sometimes less than 24 hours, we can't change that. So how can you make 1% of your day about you? Learn to be with yourself. Take that time for yourself, for rest, recovery. You are important. You are important. You are important. Recharge your batteries. You deserve it. Love you. Talk to you soon. If you are with us and believing being human is weird, then like, subscribe, share, all of those things that the kids are doing. And be sure to follow us on Instagram at Being Human Is Weird. That's where we're going to be sharing resources, inspiration, and news about our podcast.
And we would love to hear from you. So slide right into our DMs with questions, comments, and what you'd like to hear more of. And thank you so much for listening, weirdos.